Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Good morning, everybody. Good evening. Good afternoon. Wherever you are, as I say, in this time, in this world, in this season, God will never leave you. Think about it. God will never leave you. He says He is with you always. Thank you for joining us. This is the one and only Reverend Robin, the Apostle of God, called to share His good news unto all of you. Thank you for joining us, the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. If you want to see about the ministry, about what we are doing, even re-listening to the broadcasts today, you can go there, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. And also, the new season, the new year for Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College is starting August 8th. You can register there on the website. The college is free. It's a two-year course. All it requires is that you lay down your life. Amen. And follow Jesus. Study His word with us. If you desire to be ordained and become a part of the Family Church of Jesus Christ, Pastor Jabran and I will pray and look into the Lord and see that you have been committed and dedicated to the lessons, the college, and what your calling is from the Lord. But anyway, thank you again for joining us. It is an honor. I hope that you have your pencils and paper or your iPad, whatever you use to take notes today. Excuse me. As it's a little early here, as I tell you, in the United States of America, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. But I love to start each and every day with the Word of God. But let's pray. Father, we just thank You. We honor You. We reverence You. We release the peace that's in us, Lord. The Holy Spirit, guide us, direct us, show us the way, Holy Spirit, precious, precious Spirit of God. As we rest in Your love, we stay in Your grip of Your hand, O Lord, that Your arm is not short, and it guides us and directs us. Each and every day, every second, Father, bless the people. Let the word go deep into their heart. In Jesus we pray, Father. Praise You, Father. Amen. Well, glory be to God. We have a great word from the Lord this morning. You know, rejoicing is a choice. You choose to rejoice. You choose to be thankful. Rejoice means re over and over and over. To be thankful. You know, sorrow will drain you. It drains the entire person. Depression, worthlessness, all of that. The enemy would love to drain you. But don't let it. Choose to rejoice. Choose to be thankful. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It is of God, His strength. It comes directly from the Lord. Live from God's kingdom. I want you to listen to this statement. Listen. If you are led by feelings, your emotions, by your feelings, you will be unstable your entire life. You'll be easily defeated spiritually. Let me say that again. Are you listening? If you are led by your feelings, by your emotions, by the surroundings of this world, by people, you will be unstable your entire life. You'll be easily defeated spiritually. You'll be defeated, period, if you live and are led by your feelings. As Romans chapter 8 says, those that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. We are the children of the Most High. Get a grip on those feelings. Let your spirit lead. Let your spirit lead you. And so as we are thankful, thankfulness opens the door to the Lord's presence. He's with you always, yes. But he's gone to great measures to preserve your freedom of choice. He's placed the door and he's empowered you to open or close that door. As we talked last week about John 10, he is the door. His sheep hear him. Thankfulness is built on substructure of trust. When thankful words stick in your throat, say them out loud. When thankfulness flows freely from your heart, from your lips, let gratitude draw you closer to the Father. Oh, just thank him. Thank him right now. The sacrifice of praise daily. It will awaken your awareness to multitudes of blessings. I realize as Jesus is preparing to come closer, the Father is getting ready to say now, times will get hard. But if you live above those emotions, above the world standards, above those things that you're going through, and be thankful, it will impact those trials that come against us. Practice by the presence of the Lord, the discipline of thanksgiving. I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. This is God's word. Live from his word. I know your mind will fight you. Don't be led by your emotions, by your soul realm, by your flesh. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you now. Rejoice at all times, in other words. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. 17, pray without ceasing. You can pray under your breath all day long. 18, in everything give thanks. In everything. Not for everything, but in. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We are blessed, oh Lord. Thank you for your love. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Give thanks in all things. And it says in verse 23 of 1 Thessalonians 5, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, perfect and complete. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we go. Verse 24, faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. God will do it. Stop stressing. Stop worrying. Don't let people pull you down and depress you. Don't let your feelings. I know it's hard. Jesus knows. He bore it all. He's our high priest. Go running home to God. Stay home with him. He will sanctify you. He will do it. God will do it. Stay in praise before him. He will never fail you nor forsake you. God's love. Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms right now. That's Psalms, the book of Psalms of 116. Psalms 116, verse 17. I will offer. You will. It's your choice. I will offer to thee, O God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. Sacrifice. Do it. Offer up. Be led by the Spirit, man. Be led by your spirit that lives. God's spirit lives within your spirit. You are one. You are one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit of God lead you and guide you. I also want you to turn real quick and turn to Psalms 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. God will show you the path of life, but it's your choice. Rejoice. Rejoice forevermore. As 1 Thessalonians 5. 16, 17, 18, pray, give thanks, hallelujah, it's your choice. I love you. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we have a special surprise guest on Friday. Don't miss Friday, but right now I want you to praise him. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bless the people in their lives. I know you comfort them today in everything as they give their cares to you and live from your pastures. And God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Worship your holy name.